Sanctuary City Chicago considers 80 square foot micro homes for migrants as mass immigration strains housing. By John Binder on November 20, 2023. Officials in Chicago, Illinois, a sanctuary city, are being pitched on a housing plan that would see border crossers and illegal aliens put in so-called micro homes that measure 80 square feet, Axios reported Monday. Since the summer of last year, tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens, many from Venezuela, have arrived in Chicago with little to no resources or plans to provide for themselves. Most remain living in city-subsidized housing or in police stations. Now, according to Axios, a housing company is pitching city officials on a plan that would have six migrants live in a single 80-square-foot micro-home, costing $20,000 each to manufacture. Axios reported. Inherent Homes has developed a prototype to provide an alternative to tents on sidewalks and under viaducts that can be built fast in their Lawndale facility. Emphasis added. Their new micro homes are 80 square feet and can house up to six people. Inherent CEO Tim Swanson tells Axios. They include a lofted bed, over 5 feet in headspace and a composting toilet. Emphasis added. If the city wanted these houses, Swanson said it would take less than a month for production to ramp up and they could produce several units per month. Emphasis added. Such a contract between Inherent Homes and Chicago would come as the city does little to ask President Joe Biden's administration to stem the flow of illegal immigration that has exacerbated its limited housing problem. In September, an Axios report admitted that mass immigration has a net negative impact on affordable housing for Americans. Cities simply don't have enough affordable homes, enough shelters, or enough money to help everyone who needs it, straining scarce resources and leaving thousands of people out on the street. The Axios report stated in a piece titled Migrant Surge Makes U.S. Housing Crisis Worse. The admission from Axios, as well as other establishment media outlets, is significant as Democrats, Wall Street, open borders activists, and real estate investors have long claimed that immigration levels have no impact on housing costs. Related video, Pritzker, Biden needs to tell migrants coming to Illinois can be dangerous. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., is among a handful of Republican lawmakers who have highlighted immigration's impact on housing costs for Americans, calling it economic warfare that cuts would-be first-time homeowners out of the market. Think about what this does for housing prices when you have to house 10 million people that shouldn't be here. That drives up the costs of housing when interest rates are already through the roof, Vance said of mass immigration. This is economic warfare and theft of the American dream from American citizens. That is the big problem here and that's why we have to keep fighting it, he concluded. In 2013, a study by the Michael Bloomberg-funded New American Economy, which promotes mass immigration, explained how the importing of tens of millions of immigrants over decades had helped raise housing costs by $3.7 trillion for the next generation of homebuyers but spun the figure as the creation of housing wealth. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.